It's time for People in Your Neighborhood, and this morning I am joined by Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen. And good morning, how are you?
I'm just fine. It's a gorgeous morning.
So I'm telling, I got to tell you, it's like y'all over there in Fort Pierre know how to do a 4th of July. Like I'm telling you.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. What did you enjoy the most,
Ryan? Oh, gosh. I mean, it's like a parent, picking their favorite kid. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, I'm a rodeo guy, so I really enjoyed the rodeo. But, I mean, the fireworks were great, too. And the parade, it was the first time I'd ever been in a parade.
Yeah.
And it was just an interesting experience. It was just fantastic.
There were a lot of people. There were a lot of people there. My grandkids participate in the parade almost every year. You know, they come from Nebraska and Minnesota to join us in the parade, and they get really upset if they don't make it for the 4th of July in Fort Pierre. And this year we had more family guests from Atlanta. And, wow. You know, when you're in a big city like that, there's nothing like a small town for these kinds of celebrations, and we really enjoyed it. But everybody in our family agreed that it was maybe the biggest crowd we've seen.
Absolutely. And we got lucky for the weather. I mean, it was raining early in the morning, and I was like, oh, man, I hope it stops raining by the parade. And the sun came out, and it was just
staging area was kind of a muddy mess, but, you know, what do you do? what do you do?
That's just, it happens sometimes.
Yeah, it was great, and always enjoy the B-1 bomber flyover. That just seems to just set the stage for the whole weekend. And there was good turnout for the 4 on the 4th. The 4 mile run, one of my granddaughters participated in that, and there's just some wonderful traditions.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what kind of other things are going to be coming up over there in Fort Pierre? What's going on over there?
Well, next week I'll probably have someone from the Trader Days Committee, Callie Iverson or Shane Cramey. They work hard on that event, and that will be coming up in August. And so we'll start talking about that. That's another event that's very unique to Fort Pierre. Turkey races, beer drinking contests. We kind of limit that now. In the old days, we didn't. It was just a free for all. But we're a little more responsible these days, I think. But the turkey races are fun. So you need to sponsor that and get involved in that. It's fun.
So what is Trader Days? I have no idea what I've seen it advertised and stuff, but I don't know what that is. Like,
well, it was an event that we started after we celebrated our bicentennial in 2017, mm-hmm. and decided it was so much fun that we decided we need to do something like this every year. And the name comes from our origins. You know, we were a trading post when we started back in 1817. And so Trader Days was the name we came up with. So it is just a festival. And like I say, it's unique because we brought in some of the old traditions of turkey racing. We'd been asked to do that for a long time, and that's fun. It will kick off on Friday night with the big barbecue contest that is put on by the Bryn Museum, and that's some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat because people come from distances to compete in this competition, and if you can be a judge. You know, that's a really good opportunity. But just buy a ticket and sample everything and then vote for your favorites. It's I think they're doing brisket this year.
Oh,
I think I heard that.
I love brisket.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a fun opportunity. And you'll hear more about that from Callie and Shane and the people who work hard to put this whole thing together.
So when is the Trader Days? When does it start?
It's in August. I think it's the 11th and 12th. I don't have my calendar in front of me, and I shouldn't just guess, but I think that's right.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
It is fun. It's a lot of fun. And then, of course, more rodeos coming up, so you'll have those opportunities. And there's just summertime is a busy time in Fort Pierre.
Absolutely. So you said somebody's probably going to maybe be coming in next week to talk more about Trader Dave.
Yes. You'll get a lot more details than I'm able to give you. So, and you know, there are vendors, there's street dance, there's just mud wrestling. There's just all kinds of fun things going on. I hope the street dance doesn't turn into mud wrestling. That wouldn't be good, would it?
No, it would not. Absolutely not. You know, the funny thing I noticed, and somebody told me, but the funny thing I noticed for the fireworks, because I stayed after the rodeo, and there were so many people setting off fireworks, and like pretty impressive fireworks for
very
five
impressive.
I'm like, so is that the show? Did the show start? It's like everybody's like, no, that's not
exactly.
The show. That's just everybody setting off fireworks.
Right. No, people, Fort Pierre love our fireworks, and you know, probably it's a good thing that it's only once a year.
It was
great, and you're right. One of my favorite photos of Fort Pierre is one that Chad Kappas took from the pier side when all of the fireworks are going off, and it's a mile long stretch there of just nothing but solid fireworks, it's incredible.
It was a really good time, and you told me it was going to be pretty impressive, and you were not mistaken.
I did not lie, did I?
Yeah, you did not lie. I told my mom and stepdad about it, and they were like, oh man, we wish we could have came, but they weren't able to come. So.
Well, I hope they can come next year.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, you can send them pictures of what they missed.
I told them, I said, you never experienced a small town 4th of July unless you come here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I've never seen anything like it. But then I generally don't go anywhere on the 4th of July. I stay put. Well, one of the things that I don't think I've talked to a whole lot with you a whole lot about is... another thing that started during our bicentennial was a committee was formed to work on historic sculptures for Fort Pierre. You know, Pierre has its trail of governors, and we are doing something similar, but also very different from that. These will not all be bronze statues like the governors are. But they will be something that will portray Fort Pierre's rich history. And so we actually have three in the works right now. We're working on a Pierre Chateau. That is a bronze sculpture, since he's and father of our city and our names. And it's very unique and very well done. Another one that I'm excited about is a buffalo sculpture by John Lopez, and he does these wonderful scrap metal sculptures, and he's world famous. He has sculptures in France at the Louvre.
Wow.
He just came back from I forget where he was at an art show in the Far East, and sold sculptures there, but this buffalo is going to be very, again, unique to Fort Pierre. There are going to be at least 40 items embedded in this sculpture that are Fort Pierre. There you will find Casey Tibbs, you will find Commander Waldron, you'll find the two rivers, the Missouri River and the Bad River. There will be trees and walleye and buffalo and Lewis and Clark, and it is absolutely going to be amazing, and that is going to be located in the new Tatanka Trail area in the Bridge Plaza, near the Bridge Plaza, and so we're kind of on the bridge schedule. We commissioned John to do this sculpture 2 or 3 years ago. So he's had a lot of time to be creative, and it's going to show. And then the third one we're working on is a replica of the Hornet carrier that Commander Waldron was based on, flew from, took his last flight from. And that is being created by a Chicago artist that is donating that to us. And all we have to do is come up with a nice display case that is equipped with audio so that you can push a button and hear the story. And so we're working on all three of those. It's a committee, no tax dollars involved, and we just raise money and commission these things. So very excited that we have three in the works.
Absolutely, and it sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I thank you for coming in this morning.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for the great 4th of July. I just figured I'd thank you personally because,
thank you. Well, I don't take credit for it. There's lots of other people involved in that. But it's a great community effort.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're so welcome.
Have a great day.